single time that you get triggered, you're not in your power. Every single time you say that you want something, but you talk yourself out of it, you're not in your power. Every single time you feel the nudge and hold yourself back, you're not in your power.
Welcome to the Limitless Life Experience podcast with me, your host, Susie Ashworth. I'm a mum of three, seven-figure serial entrepreneur, Hay House author, international keynote speaker, quantum transformation and embodiment coach, and believer in miracles. My superpower is helping conscious leaders like you create six-figure breakthroughs in your business fast so that you can expand into limitless living and being part of the tidal wave of positive impact that we want to create around the world. In this space, you will hear me talk all about wealth, yourself, spirit, and impact. This is the Limitless Life Experience.
Good morning. How the devil are you? Hello. I'm excited. Can you tell? So, one of the things that has been massively front of mind for me over the last week or so is the work that I have been doing with the archetypes. And anybody who's been in my world knows that one of the first things that I always get people to do is go through my mini series called Fear to Freedom, which highlights the kind of eight archetypes that really run our lives. We have our four shadow archetypes and then we have our four illuminated archetypes. And the shadow archetypes are the prostitute, the victim, the child, and the saboteur. And the illuminated archetypes are the lover, the sovereign, the lover, the sovereign, the warrior, and the magician. And all of the time, we are, every single reaction, every single decision that we are making, we're either making from our shadow selves or our illuminated selves. Hit me up in the comments if you're familiar with this type of lens. Whether this is new, type new, or if you're familiar, write familiar. If you're familiar with this, type familiar. If you are not so much, type new. I am interested. Now, I've been looking at this particularly in relation to the word power. And I am curious, when I say power, and I'm talking about it in relation to you and your power, how do you feel about that word? It's really interesting. We're about to go on retreat in a couple of months' time. And I remember in one of the retreats, I remember saying to a woman, like, your power is off the charts. And it really triggered her. She was like, don't say that to me. I don't like the word power. Like, she had really negative connotations with that word. And it was a very interesting experience to deal with. And Tasha's like, I can't wait for the retreat. It's going to be amazing. So how do you feel about the word power? I am leaning into it more and more each and every day. Like, I realize that it is super important for me as somebody who is a leader and wants to expand their leadership, who wants to work with more and more human beings who desire to create a bigger impact, positive impact in this world. It's really important for me to lean into my power. And Asha says, I feel scared and excited, more excited though. I feel good at the word power. Good. I want you to feel good. And I also really want to acknowledge that sense of fear. You know, often when people say, I'm scared of success, people say, you're not scared of failure, you're actually scared of success. And that word success could easily be exchanged for, you're scared of your own power. You don't want to claim it. You don't want to speak your truth because you're scared about what it might unleash if you really went all in. Who resonates with that? Because I know for sure that there are not just a few times, but multiple times a day that I second guess what it is that I want to say because I'm scared about the impact of those words. Like if these words really land, like I'm scared about what it might unleash. And frequently people won't even go there. They won't even allow themselves to use their voice at all because they're afraid of the impact of them speaking their truth. Who resonates with that? Now I have been, because I'm doing this work and I'm looking at it more and more deeply, the thing that has really been presented to me is how many times we are outsourcing our power. We're outsourcing, and that's me, when I'm talking about the second guessing, when I'm talking about the holding back, when I'm talking about not completely sharing your truth or my truth, that is about outsourcing my power. It's about not truly believing that I am, there's two sides. There's the not truly believing that I am limitless and I can hold the power. And then there is not truly believing that that I'm capable, that I am capable. And actually maybe those two things are exactly the same. Like, I don't believe that I'm limitless. I don't believe that I am truly, that I am truly powerful. Question. One of the core beliefs that I have is that, and what I say, and I really get this on an intellectual level, is that we're all limitless. We all have limitless power. Is that something that you understand? Is something that you subscribe to when you think about us as individual people? Do you believe that you are limitless and have access to limitless power? Dearish says limitless. Is Dearish the only one? Limitless. Veronica believes it. Almond Blossom believes it. Palera believes it. Now, what's really interesting is that I, on an intellectual level, absolutely believe this, but I know that I am outsourcing my power multiple times a day. And I also know that so are you. Every single time you get triggered, and this is what I really want to leave you with today, and if I want you to notice, I want you to notice today, how many times do I get triggered? How many times do I hold back? And I want you to look at even the smallest of triggers, and I want you to notice, because every time you are getting triggered, you are giving your power away. You are allowing an external circumstance to dictate how you are going to respond. You are allowing an external response, an external experience to determine how you are choosing to feel. And every single time you do that, you are giving your power away. Let me know, does this make sense? Do you get that every time you get frustrated, it's a power leak? Like you're letting something go that you don't need to. And this, when you can spot it in your everyday life, you will also notice how many times you do this within your business. Multiple times a day. And I'm going to share with you how this looks. It's anger that pops up when I get frustrated. How this looks is you have a reaction to something, and when you're not being conscious of this, the things that you're missing is, what is the thought that I'm thinking? What is the thought that I'm thinking right now? What is the belief that I hold right now? What is the belief that I hold right now? Where do I believe my power lies? Where do I believe my power lies? Do I believe that it lies within me and that I have limitless power, or do I believe that it lies within you? Because depending on the answer to that question, it will determine the decision that you make. What is the thought that I'm thinking? What is the belief that I hold about that thought? Where does my power lie? Does it lie within me, or does it lie within the external experience? Does it lie within me, or does it lie within you? Depending on how you answer those questions, it will determine the decision that you make. Now, you are having those thoughts and feelings like in a nanosecond, and you're making decisions in nanoseconds, completely out of alignment with your belief that your power is limitless. Let me know if this resonates with you, or whether you don't believe that to be true. Every single time that you get triggered, you're not in your power. Every single time you say that you want something, but you talk yourself out of it, you're not in your power. Every single time you feel the nudge and hold yourself back, you're not in your power. And so for everybody here that has said that they feel limitless and they have limitless access to power, I want you to think about all of the decisions that you've made this week, that if you truly, truly believed that you were the generator of your own power and your own power is limitless, I want you to think about how would you have made the decision if you were truly in alignment with that belief? How would you have responded to the situation that left you feeling frazzled if you were truly in alignment with that belief? I want to bring awareness to you with this subject, and I really want you to tune into this today, because I want you to reclaim your decisions. I want you to think about each and every step is an opportunity for you to reclaim more of your power. If you truly knew, if you started acting from a place of knowing that you are powerful and your power is limitless, there would be so little fear. There would be so little worry. There would be so little what if. And when I say so little, that fear that stops you, it wouldn't be able to stop you. Those moments where you're second guessing yourself, those moments where you're worrying about what if this happens, what if that happens. You know that no matter what happens, you're going to be able to hold it. You know that no matter what chaos ensues, you're going to be able to hold it. You're going to be able to manage it. You're going to be able to overcome it. And most people make decisions based on the fear that they're not going to be able to hold it because their power is limited. Let me know if this makes sense. This is the training today. I want you to go away and notice how many times you hold back. And when you ask yourself the question, what is the belief that I'm holding? Frequently, the belief will be, I'm not good enough. I'm not capable enough. I can't do it. I don't have enough resources. I don't have enough support. I'm not smart enough. I am not. You will notice how many times you're coming from a place of, I'm not capable, because you don't truly believe. And if you don't truly believe, very, very challenging to live in alignment with knowing that you, with living and behaving in alignment with the knowing that you have limitless power. It's scary. Yes. 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 It is scary. Because it means, she's saying it's scary as it means I need to be braver. But it's also exciting. I can hold whatever comes up. It changes the game if you know that you can hold whatever you're going to be presented with. You know, especially for those of you who desire to create a greater impact in this world, for those of you who desire to be seen as leaders within whatever niche industry that you are in, most people are operating from a place of saying that they think that they're limitless, but really acting from fear and limited in the majority, in 99% of their decisions. So if you choose to lean in and step up and be the person, be part of the 1% who is really willing to walk their walk when it comes to knowing their power and acting from that place of limitlessness, the level of impact that you are going to be able to have is going to blow your mind. And we need people who are willing to step up and blow their own minds for the good of this world. That was not a call for any crazy behavior. But you get what I mean. Right, I hope that this has landed. Let me know what your number one takeaway was. Yay! I love you, you're amazing. Thank you so much, and I will see you. Bye!